to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live with you folks out of the studios of the network on this Friday, the 31st of August, 2007. I have Larry Becraft in the wings waiting. I'm going to have Sherry Peel Jackson along with him here in just a few minutes. As soon as she calls in, we're going to put him up. And in the meantime, you heard the story. Actor Wilson, Owen Wilson, you know, the blonde-haired guy with the funny nose that's in all these comedies. Supposedly he was overdosing on drugs and he tried to commit suicide. Well, he was on SSRIs. That is the stuff that makes you, by their own findings, the drug companies, about 6% of the people that take their antidepressant drugs wig out. Diebold and the other character out there at Columbine were on these. Remember the woman that was in Texas here that murdered her kids? She was on them as well. Remember the lady that killed the pastor, her husband, then got off? She was on them as well. It seems that more and more people are on these things and are just doing whacked out things. Owen Wilson's attorney has stated that the actor did not overdose on Sunday, the day when he attempted to take his own life. Rumors that Hollywood actor Owen Wilson had been taking drugs before slitting his wrist are false, his attorney told Access Hollywood yesterday. Owen did not have his stomach pumped in the hospital, as been speculated. The attorney added that Owen had been taking antidepressants, but other than that, he knew of no other drugs in his system at the time of the suicide attempt. Uncertainty over whether or not emergency hospitalization was due to a suicide attempt persisted until police logs confirmed that it was an attempted suicide. Santa Monica City Attorney's Office will not release the 9/11 call made Sunday. Luke Wilson, Owen's younger brother, was one to find the actor in his home, bloody and dazed, and to call for an ambulance, saving his life. Another one of those stories, folks. You know, here's one of the deals that I'm going to tell you what, any attorney out there, a defense attorney, if their clients are on these drugs, if this is being blocked from being brought up in court, it shouldn't be. Because, you know, it's one thing to be a little depressed, but it's another thing to go to your doctor to get your prescription and then to actually have the drug itself have adverse effects on you as well. I mean, a lot of these antidepressants drives people right over the edge. So, I don't know. It's just one of those stories that are just out there floating. We'll probably never know because, well, nobody wants to speak ill of the drug companies. Too big, too powerful, too many well-heeled and moneyed lawyers to come after you. So, there it is. All right, we'll take the break here in a couple of seconds. We'll be back on the other side. Do we have Sherry yet? We don't have Sherry yet. I wonder if Larry can give her another call during the break. That might help. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back right after this, and hopefully we'll have Sherry Peel Jackson up with her attorney, Lawrence Becraft. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I am going to take a couple of minutes here to read the Addressing the Jury, the American People. This was Sherry Jackson Peel in her own words. She says, "Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sherry Peel Jackson. I became a certified public accountant in 1987. I was an Internal Revenue agent in Atlanta District for 7 years, and I became a certified fraud examiner in 2001. I'm here to summarize the tales of ignorance and deception that you may have heard over the last 2 days. I'm here to inform you of the state of the nation so you may choose your next course of action. You've heard the truth of how the Internal Revenue Service, Department of Justice, Federal Reserve, and politicians have perpetuated the smoke and mirrors, dog and pony show on you, the American people, for over 88 years. You have heard the American families devastated by the invasion of privacy and unbridled fear placed upon them through threats of liens, levies, and even jail time. In my tenure as an IRS agent, I personally saw marriages broken, families torn apart, homes confiscated, and businesses destroyed, all the while my colleagues and I were out making unjust demands on the American people without the proper authority. Now you be the judge. You have seen the Commissioner Charles Rosati, Dan Bryant, the majority of the congressional delegation, and other civil servants have refused to do their jobs. It would have been as simple as answering the questions of these well-educated researchers in a public forum, such as this one, but they have reneged, so you be the judge. You have learned that the Constitution of the United States of America has been trampled on and ignored, and allowing the privately owned Federal Reserve to create paper currency and charge you $47 million in interest per hour. money coming from the mouths of your children and the college education funds of your grandchildren. All the while, the children and grandchildren of the owners of the Federal Reserve never have to work a day in their lives, and that is wrong on so many different levels. And let me tell you that as a black woman, I'm keenly aware of the history of slavery, but do you understand that we're all slaves in the system? Do you understand that the media and Hollywood play a part keeping the American people so fixated on Ally McBeal, Worldwide Federation SmackDown, Moshea and the Practice, that we don't take the time to read The Creature from Jekyll Island, study the Internal Revenue Code, and learn the Constitution? Now let me spend just a minute to address my culture. Do you realize that the so-called black leaders make millions of dollars every year playing the us-against-them role, keeping blacks focused on the race card and away from the real issue, the theft of our future through taxation? These publicity mongers, are well aware of the oppression brought on by income taxation. They love to march on Washington about radical profiling and civil rights. Not to say that these aren't real problems, but these leaders have been too afraid to approach the powers that be and have million man, woman, boy, girl march about economic freedom from income taxation and restoration of constitutional rights. Also, there's been a lot of talk about reparations lately, but know this, if all Americans were able to keep the money withheld from their paychecks every year, that money would enable them to homeschool, start their own businesses, and boost the economy, save for college and retirement, even buy that 40 acres and a mule, so you be the judge. You need to understand that with an Internal Revenue Code, Code of Federal Regulations, and other official documents, spouting off several different definitions in the United States, Internal Revenue Service, and other important terms, this deception that keeps people ignorant is not a coincidence. The writers of the code use semantics and legalese to make us think that we are required to pay the income tax and file an income tax return. Former IRS Commissioner Shirley Peterson even stated that, and I quote, 8 decades of amendments to the code have produced a virtually impenetrable maze. The rules are unintelligible to most citizens. The rules are equally mysterious to many government employees who are charged with administering and enforcing the law, end quote. Now, this fraud was strung together by people like the former president that said it depends on what your definition of is, and it depends on what your definition of sex is. This incident showed us the definitions that are important to politicians and lawyers, and no word is meaningless. For example, it does depend on what the definition of source is. The opposition, in an attempt to keep the sheeple in the flock, will scoff at us and encourage unaware Americans to ridicule those of us who have been informed, saying that these people just don't want to pay their fair share. We have already learned from the speech by former Federal Reserve Chairman Beardsley Rummel that this country doesn't need income taxes for revenue. This money collected from our sweat and tears is used to perpetrate redistribution of wealth, among other things, but the powers that be keep beating the people over the head with this fair share garbage. Well, what is fair share? Haven't the families of the victims in New York City and the Pentagon paid their fair share? Haven't the men and women that lost sons and daughters, husbands and wives in Vietnam, Korea, and other battles paid their fair share? So you see this tactic to pit those that are uninformed of the income tax fraud against those who have seen the light is baseless and must be eliminated. The opposition also uses our religious faith to twist the meaning of authority and create unjust statutes. People, I know godly authority, and our current system does not reflect godly authority. Many of our past and present religious leaders have been jailed for questioning authority. They have been beaten, starved, and even killed for their faith and their defiance of injustice. People of America, is what you're living worth dying for? Are you willing to take a stand? It's your choice. The creators of this creature called the income tax engineered their system to manipulate you into staying in your comfort zones with a little bit of patriotism and a little bit of fear tactic mixed in the pot of inflation and deflation. They have been able to keep the people confused, intimidated, and obedient for over 88 years. But now the truth about the fraudulent origin and the operations of the Federal Reserve System and the Internal Revenue Service have been revealed to the American people. You can no longer claim ignorance of the truth. You must acknowledge it or reject it. The choice is yours. And the consequences of your decision will rest on your shoulders of your children and the future generations of America. You can remain an informed slave, or you can get off the plantation. You can remain engrossed in your fear, or you can take a stand like Patrick Henry shouted, give me liberty or give me death. You can stay hypnotized by the world turns and the guiding light, or you can turn off the boob tube and read the Constitution, then go ask your elected representatives why they refuse to follow it. Remember that those elected representatives have sworn to uphold and defend our Constitution. Remember that each of our elected representatives has pledged to serve our country first, not of a political party, of certain privileged and special interest groups, but you, the American people. They are our public servants. In closing, we have shown you the truth. Now, for the sake of our country and our children, we ask that you choose justice over injustice, unity over division, courage over fear, truth over ignorance, and liberty over economic slavery. We ask you to stand with us and let the voice of freedom be heard from every corner of our great country. It is time to end this long-standing injustice and tyranny over the American people. Thank you. That was my guest here. Amazing stuff. Sherry Peel Jackson, along with the attorney that's representing her, because the Internal Revenue Service is coming after her, Lawrence Beecraft. First off, let me say hello to Larry, because, well, I got to be nice to him because he's got a show on this network as well. And I'd also like to welcome Sherry Peel Jackson. Good afternoon, Ms. Jackson. How are you?
Hi. Great, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming up. And do we have your attorney?
John, I'm here.
There he is. Well, that was an outstanding speech. Where was that given, Sherry?
We the people had gotten Roscoe Bartlett, which is a congressman, I think, in Maryland, to put together a truth and taxation hearing, and the DOJ, Department of Justice, and the IRS were supposed to come and answer the questions that the researchers put together. Well, of course, they reneged on that, and that was given in Washington, I believe it's back in 2002, February 2002. They didn't show up, and we went on and had the hearing anyway.
Now, you were also at the press club up there, weren't you?
Yes, that was a little bit earlier or later one.
Okay,
yes.
All right, great. And now, what does the Internal Revenue Service say that you're a bad girl now? You used to work for them. You know how the internal workings are. You know what your responsibility, not of a government employee, is, but of a citizen. And those that are claiming to be in service to us, everybody's supposed to be following the Constitution here. But, Sherry, why is the IRS back after you?
Because I have a big mouth. I'm out there telling people what they are doing and what they're not doing. You know, there are a lot of people out there that understand the law and they keep it to themselves. But when I learn something that's going to help me and others, I'm not the one that holds it in. I tell people what I know. And I don't tell people to file or not to file, or I don't tell people to pay or not to pay. I tell people to turn off the idiot box and do their own research, and then they can find out whether they're a slave or not. So they're getting angry because, you know, a long time ago when people were talking about the income tax was a fraud or it's being misrepresented, they were able to say these were cuckoos. But now, you know, with everybody doing the research and the Internet, thank God for the Internet, you know, you've got doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs saying the same thing. So they can no longer say these people are kooks. And then when you have somebody with a whole bunch of letters behind their name and somebody that used to work for them at the same time spouting off this information, oh, that's just terrible.
Well, Sherry, we're the story, the imminent front is that we're all out there singing Kumbaya and everything is just fine. Behind the scenes, I am sure that you are a danger to the IRS and to the powers that be. Number one, you're a woman, you're a black woman, and you're a former employee of the IRS. And to have somebody such as yourself, my God, out there making the parallels between freedom and slavery, you being black, I mean, this has got to be... This has got to have the vinyl sucking up off the chairs in Washington.
Well, it's my duty to tell the American people. You know, we are all together in this thing, and there's so much racially divisive stuff going on. This is something that brings us all together. They don't care what color we are. They don't care whether we're Democrat or Republican or Christian or Jew. They just care about sucking us dry, and none of us need to be slaves.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the issue of the Constitution and equal rights under that Constitution, I don't recognize color, whether it's black, white, pink, purple, Vietnamese, Chinese, I don't care what it is. because it either works for that individual, and that's what it's designed to work for, because if it doesn't work for the one, how in God's name can it work for 300 million of us? We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we are back. I have Sherry Jackson with us and also Larry Beecraft that's representing her. Larry, let me ask you this. What are you representing Sherry Jackson against the IRS for?
An information. She's been picked on ever since she came on board with the lawsuit sponsored by the We the People Foundation in New York, where they got, almost 20,000, 2,000 people, Sherry?
Right.
In June of 2004, they filed the lawsuit. I think the date was June the 19th, and within a week after that, she was being searched. She's been somebody that's been standing up and speaking at meetings, and she's been participating in this right to petition lawsuit against the federal government. So they came out with, they didn't go to the grand jury to get an indictment. They just simply filed an information, because you can file information charging misdemeanors. And they have filed information against her, charging four counts of willful failure to file.
Willful failure to file. And, okay. Sherry, are you supposed to be filing with the IRS?
All the research that I've done says that I do not have taxable income. And so when I researched that and found it out, why would I continue to give over my children's money to the Federal Reserve System?
And why would the IRS go after, aside from trying to harass you? I mean, they've got to know. that you've been kind of a celebrity out there fighting the IRS. They have got to know that they either have to slam dunk this thing or it's going to blow up in their face. What do you think their motivation here is?
You know, I have no idea outside of the fact that I have some credibility and am teaching some people about truth.
Well, you're doing more than that, but on the issue of the IRS. Now, we saw Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation. By the way, Bob was supposed to be on the air with me yesterday, and he didn't quite make it, so he's on my doo-doo list. Well, just for today. I'll let him off Monday. But now, Bob Schultz had spent a lot of money, and I still have the newspaper clippings clipping my eyeball. It wasn't a clipping. It was full-page ads taken out in USA Today. Telling people about the income tax and the fraud. This gentleman went on a hunger strike, made it to Sean Hannity and Alan Combs' show and all over the television, but to no avail. I mean, that was the time that Mr. Rosati was the commissioner of the IRS, and there was supposed to be a press gathering. There was questions to be asked, and it would seem to me, Sherry, now, call me silly, call me an idealist, but that would have been a perfect opportunity for the IRS to show up at the National Press Club, answer the questions that were put before them, and just do away with all this nonsense about people don't have to pay income tax.
You're exactly right, and that's what we were waiting for. You know, let's put this baby to bed. There's this debate that's been going on for years and years, and now it's getting more popular because people are learning about it. Why don't you just come out, even get on national television and say, this is the law that requires you to file and pay. It was passed here, and here are the implementing regulations, and it just didn't happen. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, after the researchers, which I was one of them, put together 500 and some odd questions, the government wanted to get a copy of those questions so that they would be able to have answers for us at the forum, and all of a sudden everything just fell apart.
Well, Congressman Bartlett was the one that was putting this thing together, and there was a green light. But we had a little bit of interrupt this. I think that was September 11, 2001. There was some things going on in the country. But as you said, this has been going on for a long, long time. Sherry, is there any insider knowledge that you can share here with the listeners? I have heard that there are literally millions and millions and millions of people that have found out about this fraud and are withholding their taxes that they're supposed to send to the vaunted IRS. Any guesstimate here on the numbers out there that people that are not filing and paying that tax that the government says that they owe?
Now, I had statistics that said 67 million people weren't filing, but it wasn't because they found out about the tax. It could have been they had a nervous breakdown or they had a fire or, you know, whatever reason, there was 67. And that didn't just include income taxes. It was the over-the-road taxes. So in all tax categories, the statistics that I had. But I do know for sure that thousands of people are finding out about it. And even people, just like you said, they're the people that are against the war, some of them are withholding funds because of their protests for the war, which is not because they understand the tax issue, but those of us that do need to go over and say, well, hey, let me show you the real truth about the income tax. But thousands of people are catching on. I don't have any numbers for you.
You know, Willie Nelson can get hammered by the IRS, and he turns around and makes an album, sells an album, and pays the IRS off. I was hoping Willie, being the renegade, pot-smoking country and western kind of guy, been in the music business for a ton of years, there isn't anybody in this country that doesn't know who Willie Nelson is, I don't think, and it would have been a perfect opportunity for him to say, well, wait a minute, I've heard that I don't have to pay this income tax. No, you're not going to come and confiscate my studios or whatever else to satisfy this debt that I don't owe. Instead, he bows down, does his thing, and I mean, the guy's rich. I mean, he's rich beyond my belief or my capacity to understand. But it's people like this. Wesley Snipes has recently been in an entanglement with the IRS. I don't know how he's handling this. But we've had a lot of celebrities that the government has come after. I'm waiting for these people to stand up with their notoriety and their celebrity status and say, you know what? Here's what I know, and I am not paying you. Now, they would get more FaceTime than myself or maybe you, Sherry, but they don't seem to want to do that. They just want to go along to get along so the government leaves them alone. Well, the problem is this is illegal and an unconstitutional tax. Why is it you keep folks out there, they keep saying, you know, we've got to go to a fair tax or a flat tax? or whatever the case may be. I'm waiting for the lawsuits to start against the IRS and the federal government for this illegal gotten gains. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
About 15 years ago, that's the best estimate that I have on a lawsuit, or a court case, rather, that was in Michigan. And on another issue, it was on driver's licenses. Now, people have gone down that rabbit hole, did the research. The only people who are supposed to have driver's license are those who are engaged using a motor vehicle for commerce purposes. Taxicab drivers, garbage people, pickup, bus driver, you name it. And the case went away up in Michigan because there was talk of class action suits going on. And the Secretary of State up there, between them, they put the quash on this because, imagine this, folks, you have a bunch of the corporate Keystone Coffer cops out there that work for all the city corporations known as city cops, the only authorized or constitutional officers, peace officers we're supposed to have is supposed to be at the county level. But being a corporation, you have your own guard dogs and you have your own councils and you make up your own law, whether it's contrary to the Constitution or not. That's the nature of corporations. How can we fatten our bottom line and how can we control things so things don't get out of line to our liking? Having said that, they were scared of the class action lawsuit, because imagine, ladies and gentlemen, how many cops have pulled people over, given them tickets for driver's licenses or not having one, or not having insurance, your proper papers, whatever the case may be. Class action lawsuits, I mean, would have been filed all over the place. 50 states would have been involved in it. And they figured out that this would be a lot of money because of, look at all the people we've thrown in jail. Look at all the property we've confiscated. Look how much we have done to the people out there. So if you take that analysis and you apply that to the Infernal Revenue Service, the money that they have confiscated from the American people over the years is trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And we know Uncle Sammy is flat busted on his keister right now. He has no money. We owe about $100 trillion out there right now just for the running of this fine invention that we have in D.C. And could you imagine the lawsuits, the class action lawsuits, saying to the government, hey, ante up. Larry, why hasn't a class action lawsuit been filed against the IRS?
John, I really think it's a lack of interest. I've tried for years to get people to deal with some of the important issues regarding the income tax. We can go into court and have decided a lot of important issues. This is a three-pronged battle. There's the political angle. There's the angle of, or the aspect of this movement that involves, you know, getting the people riled up and joining organizations and actually doing something. But then also another third prong of this movement is litigation. You know, this is a legal battle. And I've tried for a long time to get people to, let's do these things, but most people are wrapped up in their own lives. They're off into their own arguments. And there's a lot of division in the movement, so much so that you can't get people together on the same sheet of music to do any one given thing.
Well, having said that, politics is the art of our politicians not paying attention to the Constitution so they can keep the political footballs in the air. The litigation I could understand. But the one thing that I do not understand is what is it about the I don't owe the federal government or particularly the IRS money off of my what they quote unquote say is income or source. I don't understand that. I don't understand American people being disinterested in not putting money back in their pockets, especially in times, hard economic times such as we're seeing right now.
John, I have no explanation for that either. I have tried, and I've talked to a number of people until I finally convinced that the people are really not interested in that. You know, like, for example, there's a lot of interest in withholding. Well, there's some things we could do in reference to litigation regarding withholding. It's a real important issue, but every time I've talked to a number of people, let's get the ball rolling, and, really nobody's interested. I've reached that conclusion that there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of lip service given to, well, we're going to do something, but there's precious little in the way of action.
John, I think it has a lot to do with fear. I talk to people, and they'll stand up to the police department, and they'll do this. But when you talk about the IRS, these same people who have done all these big things and stood up to these other governmental agencies get as small as a mouse and then crawl in the hole.
Well, that was going to be my question, exactly my question to you, Sherry. Is it fear? Are people afraid of having their bank accounts locked up, their homes confiscated?
Right, they'll feel like, yeah, this is a group, but, you know, if they come after me, and I've heard this before, yeah, you know, this is a group, and it's okay to be in the group, but I'm not gonna go any further, because if they come after me, then I'm going to be all alone, and they're going to take this. It's just fear. And, you know, we don't have the backbone that our founding fathers had, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably rolling around in the graves right now to see some of the things that are going on. But, you know, until the American people say enough is enough and I'm not going to take it anymore, this stuff is going to continue to happen.
Well, and Larry, back at the same question again, I don't think if there was a class action lawsuit that was brought against the IRS, I find it hard to believe that you probably wouldn't have anywhere, probably a minimal amount, maybe a million people on this petition.
Well, first you got to go out and build a favorable case law that's going to help bring about that victory. There's a lot of adverse precedents out there that exists already that's been created by, you know, this tax movement. And I do not see walking up to a single judge and saying, hey, here's the way the tax operates, and he's going to throw it out overnight. It's going to require a piecemeal basis, at least in the way of litigation.
Now, this is where the rubber's coming down to meet the road here.
Right.
Here's the problem. As you said, there's been case precedent been set out there, But we're going to the very core issue of the taxation scheme to begin with, the 16th Amendment, the whole nine yards, the ratification of it, what they're declaring as be income or source of income. Yeah, okay, we keep going to the fox that's guarding the hen house. Is there a way to bypass that? Is there any way legally to go after these people to get this in an open court of law and then finally have this thing out?
Well, John, there's two approaches to this issue. There's the defensive posture, which Sherry's in that defensive posture. And I've practiced defense of these people for, you know, 25, approaching 30 years. I have also tried to encourage people, let's go on the offense. For example, there's a, you know, Bill Benson now is being hit with a 6700 suit. You know, there's things that we could do on the offensive regarding just the non-ratification of the 16th Amendment, you know, other issues like that. The problem is that, you know, I regret to say that this is the case. You know, when you start trying to talk sense to these people and let's take this particular approach, there's a lot of naysayers out there that will shoot you down.
Okay, all right. Then the people out there, we're told when you arrive at the age, and Sherry, correct me if I'm in error on this, when you're 16 years old, you go to apply for a job, and saying that you meet the labor standards under the respective states, the first thing that they ask you for is, where is your Social Security number? And I heard of a case here about the kid that worked at Taco Bell. They told him he had to get a Social Security number. Evidently, he went to court. It was found that he didn't need a Social Security number, and I don't know if he took up gainful employment with Taco Bell or not, but it is pretty much set that the businesses out there are the tax collectors for the United States government through their businesses. Okay, you're an employee. You go to work for a company. Making whatever widgets, or it's a service company, it doesn't matter. They are told by the Fed that you've got to collect these people's Social Security number, and then you've got to play the tax game. Is there any way to prevent these companies from doing that?
You know what we have to do? We have to get out of our comfort zone and do it ourselves. For example, I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. My children do not have slave surveillance numbers. My son has tried to get jobs, and they've told him he needs a slave surveillance number. Right now, I'm in a battle on my own, but I can go and take the Taco Bell case to these people, but they could still find a reason to not hire him. So what we're doing with my children, they're starting their own businesses so that when they're asleep on a Tuesday night in Atlanta, they can be making money because somebody on the Internet is buying their product. We got to take the country back by getting off our butts. That's what we have to do. We can't depend on these large corporations because they don't care about you. They only care about their bottom line. We're going to have to get together, start forming our own little companies and hiring people that think like we do. You know, the Muslims support each other in their environments, and the Jewish people, and all that's okay.
Yeah.
But those of us in the movement, we need to start supporting each other by, you know, coming together and trying to find ways to help each other, because a lot of people are hurting because of this. They've taken a stand. I know somebody that's living in their car right now because they've taken a stand not to give a slave surveillance number. And, you know, I'm helping that person, you know, just by giving them encouragement because I don't have anything. But people who have, you know, somebody might say, well, hey, I have a job. I'll give you a job.
Yeah.
You know, these are the things that we need to do. Stop depending on other folks and get our own stuff done. And when people say enough is enough and I'm not taking it anymore, then that's when we're going to change things. When we start educating people and people are tried like I am, and then the jury comes in there and the jury knows full well what's going on and there are no more convictions, then and then more people will be bold enough to keep their own resources, then the government's going to have to look up because they're not getting the food anymore. The monster will stop being – when the monster stops getting fed, then he's going to look up and see what's going on.
Well, Sherry, I mean, that's great individually, but that is on small scale. What I'm looking at here is that this is abuse is going to continue. There's people falling through the cracks. People have gone into federal courts. Once the Department of Justice and the IRS comes after them, they have the federal judges sitting there. They have the federal prosecutors. I was in on a case myself up in Fort Worth, Texas, with Dick Simcannon. I was at that trial, and I watched how that trial was fixed on a judge that had been censured before and taken literally off the bench for a year. But there he was, denying the due process and any evidence that jury could have heard that would have put the cause of doubt in their minds, and there would not have been a conviction. I mean, you, as a jury, you've got to be 100% convinced that whatever the charges that are laid against an individual, once the parameters and everything, the laws set forth and the rules and the regulations, all these things, we're asking 12 people sitting on a jury to examine the testimony that's given in a court of law and then to make their judgment and guilty or not guilty, thumbs up or thumbs down. You either go to the gallows or go to jail or you're set free. The problem we're having here is that individually, these people are being picked off. They're being taken into these courts of law. And Lawrence, I don't have to tell you about this, that they're taken in to court just like Tommy Crier was. He's another attorney down there in Louisiana. You guys were able to keep the IRS at bay. I don't know if they're permanently going to stop that. But, you know, we've got people, Bill Benson, Sherry Jackson, Irwin Schiff. There's a lot of people that are going to jail. And Dixon Cannon is still sitting in prison. And I don't even know when his appeal is up. But
they've already had the appeal, and the Fifth Circuit's ruled, and they upheld his conviction.
So there the man sits for how many years in prison?
He's got at least another four more.
Well, he told me he has two more years. But that, I heard, was the most egregious case that I have ever heard of. But, again, John, we have to get... I'm not going to depend on the prosecutor. I'm not going to depend on anybody within the government. I have to depend on educating those 12 people. So as I start educating people all over the city, all over the country, then we're not going to have a situation where 12 jurors have no clue about what's going on. One of the things that I do is I keep at least 10 copies of America, Freedom, and Fascism in my purse at all times. I give them out to police officers. I give them out to firefighters and anybody that comes up and wants to flirt with Sherry Jackson. They get a DVD.
I'm sure they'll do that, too.
Yeah. Well, and Larry, I mean, here's the situation. We've got a government that is strong-arming, and it's no better. It's no better than highway robbery, okay? It is no better than criminals stealing money from you. If somebody takes something from you that is not theirs, then that's thievery. We've got the IRS has been thieving. The government that keeps saying that, hey, you know, this is legitimate and we're going to bring the full power of the Attorney General's office, or depending on the case, and we're going to stop these tax protesters from doing this. But my God, we're talking about something that is a fraud from beginning to end, and they're still able to do this. I mean, I find this incomprehensible. And I cannot.
I've lived with it for a number of years. You look at good solid. Let me tell you about a good solid legal issue that's being raised in Sherry's case. The Administrative Procedures Act requires, you know, all regulations to be duly promulgated. Well, there's a regulation that affects everybody that is not duly promulgated. And that's the number that constitutes the minimum filing requirement. It didn't appear anywhere in the law. You have in the figure that is used to calculate that minimum filing requirement amount is known as is commonly called the Consumer Price Index. Twice courts have ruled that the Consumer Price Index is indeed a quote underground regulation, if you want to call it that. It's required to be duly promulgated by these agencies, and they haven't done it. And that's one of the issues we're raising in Sherry's case. We're saying, look, you know, the minimum filing requirement doesn't appear in the law. It's required to be calculated pursuant to the Consumer Price Index. That's what the statute says. Secretary is required to promulgate it. He hadn't done that. The only place that such a figure appears is in the 1040 instruction booklets, and the 1040 instruction booklets are not the law. That's a real important issue that we got going on in Sherry's case. You know, these are the types of issues. You know, there's a way that all of this could be done on the offense where people are not going to be, you know, this movement chooses to, by its own actions, to make themselves targets when there's another route, at least in reference to litigation, where people are not targets. And that's what I've been telling people we need to do for 20 years.
Well, but then again, this changes nothing. I mean, I appreciate your comments here about going on the offensive, but they don't necessarily go after groups of people. They go after the individuals. At that point in time, for lack of a better word, these people then become a victim Anytime a crime's perpetrated, you have the perpetrator and then you have the victim. Okay, the perpetrator in this case is the IRS, Department of Justice. The victim is the person they're going after. They go after them individually. And this is, in my estimation, this is never going to stop, because they're still going to find their suckers out there that are going to bow down or walk into court, make so many mistakes that they end up being found guilty, and then they're put through the mill. What I'm addressing here is to stop them from going after individuals, whether it be one or a million of them. It doesn't matter. If it's wrong and it's unconstitutional, then by God, it should be stopped.
Okay, the two things that I can think of, and going back to, again, we have got to educate the American people so that they won't wish to go into a courtroom anymore, because everybody knows about the fraud. And number two, helping these people, these individuals are afraid to step out because, you know, it costs a lot of money and the government's taking everybody else's money, throwing it on a lawsuit against that person. Well, people have come together to help me with legal defense funds by putting together a raffle. And if you go to SaveAmericasFreedoms.com, you'll see the details of that raffle. They're trying to help me take care of all of these costs that are coming up, all of them, you know, anticipated ones and the unanticipated ones. And if there's anything left, then we'll pass it on to the next person.
All right. We got to take the break here. How long can you spend with me, Larry?
When's the show over?
In another hour and 10 minutes.
Sherry, you want to stay?
I'll be here.
All right. We'll take the break here. We'll invite your calls, 800-313-9443. And Sherry jumped the gun on me. In the next segment, I was going to tell you about a SaveAmericasFreedom.com, and I'll do so right after this.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
SaveAmericasFreedoms.com is proud to sponsor the United We Stand fundraiser. It's the Sherry Jackson Defense Fund. Through a united effort, we can all come together to assist Sherry Peel Jackson and her stand and her hour of need. Sherry has become a pioneer in standing for and exposing the truth. Our raffle ticket fundraiser will be offering a chance to win a package no true patriot will want to miss. The United We Stand package is a collection of autographed books, DVDs, CDs, T-shirts, and more. And they say that there is a list, and I've got the list here. I'm not going to go through it, but there's a lot of people on board on this. Jerry Corsi, I just had on the program the other day. There's also a sub for me, great writer, been doing a lot of good works on North American Union and SPP. Dave Von Kleist, Joe Plummer, Poker Face, American Free Press, the Idaho Observer, Randy Weaver, Michael Collins Piper, Erwin Schiff, Edna Lane Brown, Joe Bannister, Bill Benson, Larkin Rose. Larkin has been smitten as well. He's out of prison now. Cynthia McKinney, Fort Fairfield Journal, Bob Schultz, Idaho Observer, The Granny Warriors, Jack McLam, G. Edward Griffin. There's a lot of people on board, and we just sent off our package to Art Pollock. I guess he's the guy that's putting this fundraiser, helping to put this thing together. We just sent off a package worth over 200 bucks of Be Alive products, great products. And the raffle, I guess, is going to take place September 15th, and this is going to be at Edna Lane Brown's place up in New Hampshire. But for funds, and folks, figure it this way. Anything that you give as a donation to help Sherry beat back the IRS, because it takes a lot of brass here to go after one of their own, because, well, take a look at your local TV with all the advertisements. Oh, we can help you with the IRS. Most of our people are ex-IRS employees. Well, yeah, but Sherry Jackson isn't out there still raking in the bucks, paying the people money that is not due them. So consider this to be an investment in your freedom, because this case will set precedents that can be referred to get other people off the proverbial chopping block. Sherry Jackson's address here, Sherry Jackson, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Jackson, just like it sounds, 1560 Field Green Overlook, that's Field Green Overlook, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088. And we'll be putting, on Monday, we'll be putting our own thing on this Save America's Freedom on the front page of Republic Broadcasting Network. So we invite you to participate in this, folks. As Sherry said, you know, this is about education. She mentioned freedom to fascism. Well, Aaron Russo is no longer with us. He is gone. But his work is going to live on. And as Sherry said, that I don't care who it is, police officers, doesn't matter, somebody even trying to hit on her, that they get a DVD. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to educate people as to the fraudulent nature of the IRS and how they operate. And here's a subject that everybody's interested in, because I don't know of one person I've ever met in my entire life, folks, that have said, oh, yes, I love the IRS, and, yes, every April 15th I just love knowing in my cockles of my soul here that I have signed my name on this and I've given up part of my income to pay my fair share to keep the government running. I've never heard one person in my 54 years on this planet ever say that to me. So there's a lot of people out there that hate the IRS. They hate them for a reason. Well, let's get them to be reasonable, join the fight here, okay, and then dump this. Now, they're going to try their flat tax, their value-added taxes, their sales tax, whatever. Good luck with that one, because once people learn the fraud on the IRS and how they've been doing business, or more importantly, doing business to us, the sooner we're going to get over this. All right, second hour coming up. We invite your phone calls, 800-313-9443 with Larry Becraft and Sherry Jackson. We'll be right back. With